everyone. Welcome to my show, the Andrea Gavritt Show. And I am your beautiful host, Andrea Gavritt. This is my Slack is Talk podcast episode of my show and YouTube channel. Sorry, y'all. This is my good friend. This is my good friend, Jason Slack. He is a podcaster of Slack is Talk. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. You know, I've been checking out the show and I just couldn't wait to get on. It's something I definitely want to be a part of.
And sorry, Jason and y'all. I was a little tongue-tied right then. Sorry. How do we do everything?
No problem.
So tell me about yourself.
Well, I like to do a little bit of everything. You know, I'm a film producer at heart. I love writing. Writing is my passion, man. You know, it's nothing greater than being able to create something. You know, it's no better feeling than being able to visualize something in your head, you know, and then putting pen down to paper and seeing it come to life. That's actually my first passion is writing and filmmaking, you know. But I, as well as, you know, film writing, you know, of course, I got the podcast. I'm also a head coach, an AAU basketball coach. My team, Dream Elite, we have 11 championships in over a year and a half. I have a management team and just the jack of all trades. You know, I try to put my hand in a little bit of everything. You know, I'm just an all around person.
Well, that's good. That's nice. You have a lot going on for yourself.
Yeah. And I didn't mention, you know, my kids organization, Vision for Kids. That's something that I'm most proud of. At the end of the day, you know, that's what I do it for, the kids. That's the future. And I tell them, you know, just try to have your hand in everything. You know, the more stuff you can do, the better odds you have of winning.
I agree about that.
You know, definitely.
So tell me about this basketball team.
Well, my name of my team is Dream Elite. We are AAU team, 11th grade. And we started early November of 2020. And, you know, that's my first time coaching on any kind of level. I have to give the credit to that for my son. You know, coaching is something I always wanted to do, but he actually, like, you know, pushed it along, you know, and he made this happen a lot sooner than you know, I had planned on. And I'm glad he did it, you know. Not just the basketball and the championships, that's good, but being able to take a group of kids and giving them opportunity to do what they love, you know, keeping them off the street, you know, keeping them out of trouble, have something to do, have something to look forward to. And it's just a blessing, man, you know, seeing them happy and seeing them winning at the same time. You know, it's really a great experience, and I owe that to my son.
I agree. That's good. How is little Jay, by the way?
He's good. He's getting bigger by the day. We got a prom coming up, 11th grade prom. So he actually be attending a prom. You know, they're not going together, but, you know, him and his sister, Aaliyah, you know, they prom is together. So that's going to be interesting. Of course, that's more money for me, but...
he's the daddy. Oh yeah.
It's for a good thing. You know, they graduate and they do their thing in school. So at the end of the day, you know, I don't mind at all. It's all wonderful.
It's the daddy and the mama.
Yep.
You know how the mama is too now. So
Yeah. I'm just enjoying the experience. Just watching them pick out, you know, with outfit they want to wear. It's a joy watching the whole process, you know, and I'm loving every minute of it.
That's good. How is Aaliyah, by the way?
She's good. Also getting older. Starting to, you know, get to that age where, you know, she want this, you know, she knows what she want. Beautiful feeling, man. She's going to be going to college in the fall. We don't know what college yet.
Uh-oh.
So another experience, you know, just filling out these applications, making sure, you know, she got this in order, got that in order, And it's a tough job, but it's all for a good cause.
That's good. So tell me about your podcast. Why a podcast?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. It's a funny story, a very entertaining story behind that. I have a partner by the name of Rob Holland, and me and him used to work together. And I kid you not, the first time we ever seen each other, we instantly started talking about sports. You know, he's a big LeBron James fan. And obviously, you know, if y'all listen to my podcast, you know, I'm a big Michael Jordan fan. So we would go at it back and forth about, you know, who's the better player and, you know, who's the better team, who's the greatest of all time. And before you know it, you know, each time we saw each other, we would have these conversations. And, but, you know, just like I said, before you know it, I started noticing that we started gaining a crowd around us. You know, there was more people that, you know, was just coming around just to hear what we were talking about. And then they were also engaged in the conversation. And, you know, next thing you know, we have like more than 20 people around us. And, you know, it kept on happening. And I pulled Rob to the side one day and I said, you know, I think we got something here, man. You know, every time we talk, you know, we entertain people. You know, we draw a crowd. I think we need to do something. We need to start a podcast or something like that. And he agreed. He started to see the same exact thing that I saw. You know, and Rob has a military background. So, you know, he's off, you know, doing his thing and everything. But I took advantage of it. You know, I started the podcast, which is Slack is Talk. And on my show, I don't talk about sports as much because me and Rob still plan on doing something, you know, sports related in the future. And on the Vision Live Network as well, we have that coming soon. But I dabble into sports a little bit, but I talk about, you know, just life in general. I talk about music. I talk about movies, which is my background, my writing background. We talk about life. We talk about real life situations. And, you know, we just make it happen. And we started a whole network called the Vision Live Network from just me and Rob, you know, having conversations, you know. My man, you know, Chris Foster and Celeste Howard, my two partners, we started a whole entire network. In addition to having the Slackers Talk, we also produce other shows as well.
Oh, okay. What other shows do you produce?
We have, if you visit visionlivenetwork.com, we have a show called Every Step of the Way. Uh-huh. And I mean, good group of guys. You know, I can tell you, you know, I can describe, you know, no other better group of guys than this. If you listen to their show, they talk about a little bit of everything. They talk about religion. They talk about life situations. They talk about spirituality. And I promise you, every time you tune in, you'll learn something different. You know, it's just a great group of guys, man. Great insight. They go at it with each other. You know, respectfully, of course, they have, different views and different ideas. And it's just a learning process. You know, every time, you know, somebody tune in, they tell me, you know, they learned something different or they didn't know this and they didn't know that. And that's what it's about at the end of the day, teaching others. We also have another show, the Raw and Uncut podcast, hosted by Dakota Radden. He's an elder at a church. So, you know, he talks about, you know, things, you know, church related, things that go on in the church, the do's and don'ts, you know, the rules and, you know, how he feels and stuff like that. And he's on every Monday at 7 o'clock, and Every Step is on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and Slackers Talk is at 9 o'clock. Those are the three shows that we currently have going with more to come.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good that you mentioned about Slackers Talk, because I was going to ask you that particular question already, but you already said that already, so I don't even have to answer that question, ask that question, so. but why you named the podcast Slackers Talk?
It's a simple explanation. Obviously, you know, my name is Jason Slack, so that's where I get the Slack from.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, because I teach positivity, I think a lot of times things could be avoided if people just talk about it, you know? And that's what I do on my show. It's a very interactive show. Fans get to call in, fans get to email me, and they actually get to tell me what they want to talk about or what's on their mind. And, you know, when they leave an email, I cover those questions. So, you know, in essence, we talk about it. So that's how I came up with the name, you know, Slack is Talk.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Like I said, I've been hearing your podcast, and it's pretty good. I know the latest one, like I said, you and LaToya was doing it, talking about the slap at the Oscars. I'm like, yes. Oh, boy.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to LaToya, you know, my first ever guest on the Slack is Talk podcast, you know, and I plan on having more guests, and she will be back on the show, but that's what everybody, you know, was interested in, you know, Will Smith. And if you missed that episode, we gave great insight on that and how we felt and, you know, the impact and the whole nine yards. So, you know, definitely if you missed that episode, check it out.
Well, I definitely heard it because it popped up and I'm like, oh, I got to hear this. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, it's generating a lot of buzz. That's one of my... That's the episode that I'm most proud of. I can say that.
And the other one I heard, oh yeah, the Black History in February. I love the Black History one in February.
Yes, yes, that's something I'm proud of as well. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. I cover Black History every February, and the reason why I enjoy it, not only do I get to talk about the great people that paved the way, like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, but it pushes me because I'm talking about people that are before my time. You know, I wasn't born when these people were out there doing their thing. So I have to do a lot of research. I have to do, you know, a lot of looking, you know, look things up. And I have to make sure that I'm right about these things because I got a lot of people listening. So it actually, you know, it pushes me. I get a lot of feedback from people that's a lot older than me and people that lived during that time that actually tell me that, you know, I'm talking the truth. And that means a lot to me because Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King, those are my people right there.
Oh, yeah. And I know I actually, I agree with you about that. I actually love a whole lot of them, like Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks.
I covered them as well. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. People, the younger people, these are people that they need to know. You know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without them. There would be no Slack is Talk without Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh, and didn't you touch base on Jackie Robinson?
Yeah. Trailblazer, the first Black baseball player. Oh, and yeah. I mean, he just set the world on fire. You know, it's a lot of Black people that think that baseball is not for us. And he changed that, you know, and I commend him. He went through a lot. You know, imagine playing for a baseball team and the team that you play for, your own teammates are racist towards you. Your own fans are racist towards you. You know, you have a statue that got vandalized. You know, he had to deal with that all his life. And I can't imagine that, you know, so I had to pay him his dues. I had to give him his respect.
If it wasn't for Martin Luther King, we wouldn't have the dream speech. I love the dream speech from Dr. King.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So who inspired you?
For me, there's two people. I believe that everybody should have two people that they're inspired by. One should be personal and one should be professional. For me, the personal is none other than my mother. You know, I lost my mother when I was 11 years old. She was sick. She was on dialysis. And she gave me my first job. You know, I was pretty much her bodyguard. You know, I went wherever she went. I made sure, you know, she had a medicine. I made sure, you know, she had the things that she needed to, you know, be able to function. And during that 11 years, now looking back at it, it seemed like she knew that she wasn't going to be here long. So she used that time with me to instill a lot of things, you know, as far as like responsibility, as far as, you know, how to operate, how to, you know, just how to go to the barbershop by myself, thing, you know, go to the store. She taught me a lot. And she taught me a lifetime worth of stuff in 11 years. And even though she was sick, you didn't know it by her attitude. and it takes a tough individual to be able to do that. So she definitely inspired me on a personal level. As far as professional, if y'all listen to the podcast, you know, it's none other than Tupac Shakur. You know, his work ethic is second to none. You know, he passed away. He was just 25 years old. Wow. And he was able to complete 7 movies, more than over 10 albums. And it's been 25 years since his death, and he still has unreleased material. Where, you know, there's rappers that's living now that don't have anything. You know, as soon as they go to the studio, that's all they have. So it's like, I teach the kids, you know, if you love something and it's your craft, why not work hard at it? You know, he put in the work. Even though he was only 25, he put in enough work to where you thought he was 50. And I had to admire that. Not to mention, you know, his music was great too as well. And he always had a message.
Yeah, I love his music. I love Tupac.
Greatest of all time. I'll tell anybody that.
So, yeah, do your family inspire you?
Yeah, they do. They inspire me a lot, you know, especially, like I said, especially the kids, because it's a lot of stuff that I missed on in my childhood because I had parents that I had to take care of. So I get to live, you know, the things that I missed through them. And it's a wonderful thing, you know. It may cost money. It might be time consuming and things like that. But I love it. I love it.
That's good. Now this one I already asked you already, but but what do you do with the podcast?
As far as the podcast, I use it. The main thing I use it for is a platform to be able to send a positive message to kids and along with everybody else. You know, that's my number one goal. Second is to have some form of entertainment. You know, I think what's missing in today's world, a lot of people come out with a show or they release content and they kind of put out what they want to put out, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, what's needed to be said or what's needed to be heard. And I like I said, it's an interactive show, and I give people the opportunity to tell me what they want to hear. And, you know, you can't go wrong with that.
That's good. That's good to know. Now, this particular question is not on here, but I'm just going to ask it anyways. I know you said in the beginning part about when you was helping out the kids and stuff like that. And right. How you didn't want them to help. I'm trying to form this question. Oh. Not be in doing any violence or anything.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, where am I? Okay. I know we were talking about you and your film and stuff like that. So what? I did not know that you were a film producer until I heard okay. something in your podcast and you mentioned about that you were a film producer. So okay. What do you do as a film producer?
As a film producer, I have I specialize in the writing area. You know, I figure, you know, I think it's two parts of film producing. You have the writing part and you have the directing part, which is what you see on screen. My first passion is writing. I think the story is what makes the movie. You know, as long as you have a good story and good writing, it's always, the film is always going to be, you know, come out correct. I didn't get into the directing part aspect of it until later on, and that's the visual of it. When I do all my writing, I visualize it as well, so I already have an idea of how I want, you know, how I want everything to be played out. And, you know, I'm still learning the directing part, but I'm becoming more well-rounded in every aspect of film producing. And I've been doing the writing all my life, ever since I was 15 years old. But as far as like what type of films I write, I love mysteries. I love mysteries. I love dramas. I love real life situations, regardless if it's whether it's comedy, you know, it. My films are generally like based on true stories.
Oh, okay. That's pretty interesting to know. Okay.
I have a clip out, you know, called Ro on YouTube right now. 40 Vision, you know, visit 40 Vision Films, and you can see a little snippet of my first film.
I'm going to check it out. Okay. I'm always on YouTube, so I'm going to check that out.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Now, I know you said that your passion is writing. Now, you know, that is kind of like my forte is writing. So, you know, writing is my passion. So have you, I know you said you're a film producer. Have you thought about writing a play?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the first film that I wrote, I also turned into a book. Ooh. and a film, you know, in a play as well. But what I mean by writing, it just doesn't stop or begin at films. I mean, I love all aspects of writing, you know, whether it be stage plays, books, short stories. I just love writing, period. You know, English was my favorite subject in school. And I just took a liking to it every since then. Anything, you know, being creative, you know, this will tell you a funny story. I had a friend in college and, you know, he was kind of, he was shy and he liked this girl. So, you know, I actually wrote every aspect of what he can do to try to like talk to her, like step by step. Like how to talk to her if she say yes to a date. I wrote the whole thing out. And this is my first time, you know, I was about 18, 19. And he actually followed it. And everything worked out. And we still remember that to this day.
That's good. You know how us girls are too. So that's good. We need help once in a while.
Got you. Yep.
Yes. How many years have you been doing this podcast?
I started in January 2021 on New Year's Day. So I just made, you know, just making over a year. I haven't been going over a year and a half yet. And started New Year's Day. And it's actually the first podcast to ever be released on the Vision Live Network. And, you know, I'm still, you know, the longest tenured show, and I'm still going. I don't plan on stopping no time soon.
Well, that's a good thing. So what? I know we were supposed to do a St. Patrick's Day thing, but I'm just gonna ask this question anyway. It's because I don't know what happened to my Easter theme. I'm telling you, I just asked you the question anyways. What you guys doing for Easter?
For Easter, I plan on, you know, taking it easy. Planning, you know, I stay working all the time, even on my days off. So if that makes sense, so. I'll probably be relaxing. I'm gonna definitely go to church with the family. I would like to do an Easter egg hunt for my Vision for Kids organization, and you know, give out some grand prizes, things of that nature. But other than that, I'm just gonna be, you know, relaxing. I'm gonna do the church thing, and I'm gonna honor God and just relax and get my plans together for later on this week.
That's good. I don't know what happened to the quote I had, but I'm not going to even worry about the quote. So I had a particular funny quote I was going to do for Easter. Now I don't know what the heck happened. So you probably seen it already. So don't even worry about it.
No problem.
I'm your host, Angelique. This has been another episode of the Angelique Everett Show. Now I want to say thank you to my special guest, Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You know how to have you. Now, don't forget to use the Angie Evans Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at the underscore Angelique underscore show. Now, subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Angelique E Show, or go to my website, angeliqueshow.com. I'm Angelique, and I'm rocking it.